This is Capital Insider, an insider's guide to Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, in a 9-0 decision, the Oklahoma Supreme Court has found SB 845, what lawmakers called the tobacco cessation fee, unconstitutional. It was a 31-page opinion, but the message was clear. It's a tax, not a fee, and the process to pass it was unconstitutional.
That's exactly correct. It was an amazing series of arguments on Tuesday before the Oklahoma Supreme Court. And then on Thursday, rather quickly, the Supreme Court came out with this unanimous decision that said the so-called tobacco cessation fee was, in fact, a tax increase. And Justice Patrick Weyrich, the newest member of the Supreme Court, in fact, writing for the majority, pointed out that there was no question at all by the text of the bill itself that this was a revenue-raising measure, and therefore it was subject to Article 5, Section 33 of the Oklahoma Constitution, which establishes the parameters for passing revenue measures, which this bill simply did not meet.
On its face, it was clearly a tax.
Exactly. And then he went into further analysis, though, to illustrate that in terms of the two-prong test that is applied often to determining whether something is a revenue measure, that this failed yet again. So it sort of was a three strikes and you're out situation.
Without the cigarette tax, there is a $215 million hole in this fiscal year's budget. So who does that affect?
That's going to affect the Oklahoma Health Care Authority, which operates the Medicaid program, the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, and the Department of Human Services. In the case of the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, this is a very big hit. It's $75 million, or 23% of their total appropriations for the current fiscal year. For the Department of Human Services, it amounts to 10% of their appropriations. And for the Oklahoma Health Care Authority, it's roughly 7% of their appropriations. All of these agencies are agencies which work with the federal government to use state dollars to receive federal matching dollars to fund various programs throughout the state. On a one-to-one match, we're talking about losing another $214 million of federal money. So this could have quite an impact on those individual agency budgets and the services they provide.
The court is considering challenges to three other revenue-generating laws, and if they are found unconstitutional, all of them, it would amount to another $125 million lost.
That amount does go to the General Revenue Fund for the most part and could pose a problem in that agencies will then be looking at some revenue loss as a result of those being found unconstitutional.
Governor Fallon has stopped short of calling a special session. So what happens now?
The governor indicated, as well as Senate President Pro Tem Mike Scholz and House Speaker Charles McCall, that they would continue to talk and see where we would end up. But the governor was very specific in saying that she believes we will have to come into special session to address this issue. She got some support from Democrats in this case. House Democratic Caucus Leader Scott Inman and the Senate Democratic Caucus Leader John Sparks agreed that a special session was needed in order to provide money to these agencies to make up for what they're going to be losing. The problem is we're back where we were in May during the legislative session. Republicans are not particularly supportive of revenue-raising measures and may be unwilling to consider them in a special session, while Democrats have outlined a plan to increase revenue, which includes eliminating some of the sales tax exemptions and applying the sales tax to services, as well as a gross production tax increase that Republicans have said they don't want to go along with. They would have to come up with a new agreement, a new plan, in order to raise that revenue and fund these agencies. The other alternative is to rebalance the budget, and that means cutting from certain agencies in order to help offset these revenue losses.
Right. So what must agencies do in the interim while the governor and the legislators are considering the next step?
Well, we talked to the Oklahoma Health Care Authority, the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, and the Department of Human Services, and they're taking a wait-and-see approach to see what the governor and legislative leaders decide to do.
All right, that's Capital Insider. Catch us on KGOU.org and get the Capital Insider podcast on iTunes. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.